Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Thursday morning here on KSJE, and joining me now in studio for an extra segment this morning about a big important event coming up here in Farmington in the next couple of weeks, Mark Gordon is here. He is the disaster program specialist with the American Red Cross here in northwest New Mexico. Mark, good morning. Welcome to KSJE.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you. It's wonderful to be here with you
today. You bet. Thanks for coming in. And this is a big event, as we mentioned, that's coming up. And of course, the Red Cross works with volunteers all year round, helping in a variety of responses, right, to disasters, whether it's weather-related or non-weather-related. And so
Absolutely. You
are the guy who's in charge of, I guess, trying to get a team of folks available on call, right? So when the disaster strikes, you can respond.
That's correct. That's correct. Absolutely. The Red Cross provides a lot of services that people may not be aware of. So locally here in Farmington and in San Juan County, my territory spans 6 counties throughout northwest New Mexico.
Big place, yeah.
And we work with 90% of our workforce is volunteers. And,
gotcha.
We need volunteers here pretty badly.
Almost
desperately.
I'm
just going to shamelessly plug that we need volunteers. One of the things we do here is respond after a house fire.
Right.
Someone has a house fire. They may lose everything. Or they may not, but regardless if they need assistance, immediate financial assistance, we can help them through those first few days that are critical to get them back on, to help them get back on their feet and start their recovery process.
You bet. And it can be anything from, I guess, even clothes for them or the children, right? Mm-hmm. Depending on what's lost in the fire, to a hotel room, perhaps.
Absolutely.
A place to stay.
That money can be used for anything they would like other than alcohol or tobacco, you know, those kinds of things. Firearms,
sure.
They can't use it for those things. But and a lot of times we just, having said that, a lot of times we just put it into their directly electronic funds transfer.
Yeah.
Or we can give them a credit card that loads on the spot. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty neat technology that
right.
they use to do that.
I would say so. And we hear about Red Cross helping when maybe there's a bunch of first responders who are out at a scene, like a wildfire or something. That's an event that's going to go on for a while, mm-hmm. and maybe offering some assistance, some food, or other types of help for those first responders. That's something the Red Cross does as well.
Yes, we assist with that. A lot of times emergency managers will provide those kinds of things, but the Red Cross can assist with that. And I've brought water and snacks for those kinds of events. A lot of people probably associate the Red Cross with sheltering for big evacuations.
Right.
So we do that as well. The nice thing, the really cool thing about volunteering with the Red Cross is that someone can gain a lot of experience, and it's fantastic for college students.
Right.
It's really good on a resume because they can get experience ranging from logistics to project management to they gain customer support skills and soft skills. They can gain technology skills if they're in the technology field.
Right.
Because we need volunteers to go to sheltering events and help set up the networks and computers and all that good stuff.
All those types of things.
And regardless of what they're doing, they learn some good technology because the Red Cross uses some pretty high-tech technology to perform our services.
So. Sure. And it's portable, too, because you guys are setting this up in the middle of who knows where.
Even ham radios.
Right.
We have people specializing in ham radios because if you lose the grid or if you lose your cellular grid, you still have to have a way to communicate. So,
well, and we've learned that in times of emergency, sometimes the cellular networks get overwhelmed.
Absolutely.
And then the emergency responders can't really communicate without
other source of
communication, like ham radio.
Absolutely.
So there you go. But there's a special event coming up here in Farmington that we want to highlight too this morning, and you could use some help specifically with this event.
Absolutely.
And the idea is to get smoke alarms, right, into more homes in San Juan County. There's an image on the screen a little bit about you know, helping to change someone's life, because again, these smoke alarms are, it's documented, well documented, how many times they can save lives in case of a fire, a house fire.
That's right. And I am planning an event specifically for a mobile home park here in Farmington, for Mesa Mobile Home Park.
Okay.
So we're going to, the weekend before, the Saturday before, we're going to put up signs letting the residents know that we'll be there. And where we're going to go. We won't be able to hit the entire park at one time. There's too many homes there, and I won't have enough resources to handle all of them. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do this in phases.
Okay.
But my goal is to hit around 175 homes if I can, and I need volunteers for that as well, very badly.
Okay.
So if someone would like to spend just a few hours from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on February 25th.
That's a Saturday.
That's a Saturday. Helping to install smoke alarms. The training will be provided that morning,
mm-hmm.
Right there on site. They have a nice community center there.
And this is the Mesa Mobile Home Park that you mentioned, which for folks who aren't familiar with where it is, it's located on the west side of town, I think off of Troy King Road.
That's correct, yes.
And that's the area that you're going to be targeting and helping and offering, I guess, free smoke detectors to residents, right?
We provide up to 3 smoke detectors, and that goes for anybody. We have a website that actually is not on any of these slides, but we have a website called soundthealarm.org.
Okay.
And you can go there and then do a /AZNM. That stands for Arizona, New Mexico.
Sure.
And if they do that, soundthealarm.org/AZNM, they can sign up for smoke alarms if they need them.
Okay.
And they can sign up to help with this event. If they scroll down, there's a little section called how I can help.
Nice.
How to be involved.
Okay. So. Very good. Well, this is a great way to do it and to help out. So again, on Saturday the 25th, you're looking for volunteers. How many folks would you love to have show up at 9 o'clock?
I would love to have 25 to 30 people there.
Okay.
Right now I have about 10.
Okay.
So the more people we can get, the better.
Right.
I would like to know how many people can be there, because food
right.
will be provided. We're going to have donuts and coffee in the morning, and Dickie's Barbecue here in town has graciously offered to provide lunch for us.
Nice.
So for the volunteers,
mm-hmm.
not for the whole
park,
mobile home park, but
right.
for the volunteers. So first of all, I want to shout out to them and thank them for doing that. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing they're doing for us.
Right. And then you mentioned the event the week ahead of time, which is going to be on the 18th,
yes.
right? From about 10 to 1?
Correct.
Same place to go out and just put, I guess, little doorknob hangers saying, hey, we're going to be back next week.
Exactly.
Here's what we're planning to do. Is that
yes,
the idea?
That's the idea. We're going to put doorknob hangers out, just let them know that we will be there so that they are aware that we're going to be knocking on their doors, offering them smoke alarms.
All right, very
good.
And
these are 10-year smoke alarms, meaning the batteries last for 10 years. You
all
don't
right.
have to touch them. And after 10 years, you want to replace them anyway.
Okay.
So,
nice.
So these are good smoke alarms.
They really, yeah, they really are.
They
so
are.
That's wonderful. All right, Mark. Well, before we run out of time, we only have about a minute left. Email address so folks can reach out to you if they have questions.
My email address is there. It's mark.gordon3@redcross.org. You can also sign up. The best way to sign up for this is to go to the website that I just gave you. And the reason it's not up there is because they just got that finalized. So,
okay.
After I had sent you these slides. So,
gotcha.
soundthealarm.org/AZNM. That's the name of our program.
Okay. And that will get you to the information page
yes.
and the link to be able to sign up. And
absolutely.
Then you'll have a count so you'll know how many donuts to order.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's important stuff.
And I would like to just also mention that we have our program involves both preparation and response. And
mm-hmm.
it also involves recovery. So for preparation, we have programs that we teach kids and adults,
right?
All about how to prepare for a home fire, how to prepare their house for wildfire so that they don't get burned, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
And then our response is what we talked about, sheltering and or helping with a house fire.
Right.
And then recovery, we have people that work on casework that follow up with victims of house fires or sheltering events and help them with recovery resources. So there's a lot of different opportunities for people to volunteer.
Really important.
And we need all of those around here.
Yeah, we really do. Well, there
yes.
you go. All right. Folks, if you're looking for something to do, they can reach out to the American Red Cross,
uh-huh.
help out coming up in the next couple of weeks, but also help out beyond that as well.
Absolutely.
Great. Mark, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Scott.
You're very welcome.
It was wonderful.
Great. That's Mark Gordon. He's with the American Red Cross here in Northwest New Mexico. My guest here on KSJE. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.